For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 9:15 on a Friday. In the studio with us is one of my favorites. This is Jason Bieler from this band, Saigon Kick, right here, who is doing his solo show tonight at the Attic in Ybor City. There's a lot of controversy on whether or not I'm going to go to this show tonight. Nobody believes, because I have a reputation of saying that I want to do things. And then by the time I get home and I get tired, I don't go.
That's the way I operate all the time, too.
So. Yes. I, without a doubt,
why don't we both not go?
Without a doubt, I will be there tonight.
All right.
I am going.
I want to give you the out, though. My eyesight in distance is terrible.
Yeah.
So you can just, like.
I appreciate that.
I was there.
But like two little girls, Pete and I have been talking. I'm like, we're going Friday, we're going. So we're very excited.
I was starting to take it personally because like every time I played, there was like some kind of hockey, travel hockey.
I know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
I would see you check into like a local restaurant.
I see how it is. That's not true. Tonight, the Attic is in Ybor City. It is we were just talking about one of the reasons why this is a good show to go see, because I've been to many shows. And there are very few shows that I want to go and stand and deal with people and get pushed around and drunk. This is a place where you can go sit down, you can have some drinks, and you can watch a show. And that's what I want to see. That's my age group.
It's a lot of pressure for me because I was really going to stick to mostly dance moves.
Nope. Staring right in your eyes while you just play guitar.
Longingly?
You have no idea.
Would one say you'd be pining for me?
We'll see how well you sing.
Okay.
What will you do tonight? Will it be a... majority of new stuff, old stuff, covers? What do you do?
Yeah, I'm going to do stuff no one's ever heard before, because I know people like that when they come out.
Right,
the show.
Yes. You get all the new stuff.
All experimental. It's like a 2.5-hour jam session on like whatever I feel, improv.
Oh, a lot of soundscapes.
Yeah. No, it'll be songs from all the Saigon Kick records, a bunch of covers that I love, new stuff as well. So I do Twitter versions of everything, so I pack.
Short versions?
Like, yeah, because like, you know, no one wants to sit there for 4 minutes and hear one thing.
Logical question is that you were not always the singer in Saigon Kick.
Many say I still am not.
You're comfortable singing all the songs that you didn't sing on the albums?
Matt is a singer.
Right.
I create sounds.
So you think you can get... But listen, you sang in here last time you were here. And there were enough people who had never heard you before. They were like, "That guy was great. That was awesome." And so you know that you can do that.
I mean,
well,
I demoed a lot of the stuff, and I sang always with Matt, like, right, a lot of the harmony stuff, and I sang on a lot of solo stuff. So I mean, I'm comfortable with what I do. I'm like the patron saint of the nasal singer. That's what I call it. You know, it's like, but yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't think I'm going to win any awards on America's Got Talent or Beauty.
Beard. If it was America's Got Beard, you'd win that.
I would get close, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to be there. The show is tonight in Ybor City. Now, I sent you an email. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it.
I did. I listened to it first thing this morning. And
awful, right?
No, it was really, it moved me.
Moved you to vomit? This is, Jason is talking about, I sent him the audio of Roland. Roland did his original song. He didn't do it on our show. He did it on one of the other shows on the station. Galvin happened to be listening that day.
Well, I came into it because I went to, I was going to Lowe's, and I go out and I get in my car and I turn it on and this is on. So I was like, bad people took over our station and are making bad sounds come out of the radio. Yeah, so I was very confused.
My soul
like
gets washed
end.
Away. I lose more of myself every day. Living this life.
Now, if you had to critique that right out of the gate, would it be to tune the guitar, to tune your voice, or to tune them together?
Well, you know, it's talent to be able to play in multiple keys at the same time. Yeah. You're looking at it the wrong way.
Even if you didn't plan to do that?
There's those throat singers from Tibet that can actually sing two or three notes.
Right.
One man's...
He's not from Tibet, I guess.
Clocking in makes my skin crawl. Friday paycheck not worth it at all. Burning my beautiful love. Life is too short to live on my knees.
Now, that's a part that he cursed me with on Monday. I played this a million times, and then I could not get this part out of my head. I was walking around all day, life is too short. And I go, this guy wrote a goddamn hit.
It is it is like a hit.
I honestly think that if we were to give you this song, you can make it better. You can actually...
I don't know about better.
He is here.
Yeah.
We should bring him in at some point. Are you going to do a song today? What are you going to do?
Whatever you guys wanted. I didn't.
What do you like to play? Last time you played a Saigon Kick song, what covers do you like to do? You want to do a cover? You want to do one of your songs? We don't have to decide right now.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Throw it out there, and when we come back from break, we'll do it. This is Jason Bieler. You know Jason from Saigon Kick. He is going to be at the Attic in Ybor City tonight. I am.
In case you're just tuning in, that wasn't Jason.
No.
I am going to do that tonight.
Yeah.
Life is too short to live on my knees.
I have an idea.
Let's do it together.
Since you harmonize so well with Matt, harmonize with Roland.
I was thinking more I would accompany him on acoustic guitar.
That might be even a better treat.
I feel like that's like asking me to sing with Whitney Houston.
No,
I don't want to.
We did it.
Life is too short to live on my knees.
Yeah, that makes it so much better.
It turns into Queen. Like, yeah.
It actually turned you into a queen from listening to that. That is Roland. He is. He maybe we can get them to do a song together a little later, but we'll have a real Jason Bieler performance when we come back from this quick break. It's a Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
I can do anything. I can be crowned a king. It's my turn now.
It is Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. This is Jason Bieler's other project, Owl Stretching.
I love this song.
Yeah, this is good stuff. I like, over the years, every once in a while you throw something on Facebook. It was before we really got to know you, and I'm just happy that you still make new music. You play everything on this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the funny thing is, like, I put it under this thing, Owl Stretching, because it had no commercial, like, it wasn't about anything to do with this. I just wanted to make music and put it out.
Right.
Then I started getting yelled at consistently. Like, no one even can find you, let alone something else that makes no sense. So I found now it's all under me, my name, which we'll still keep it obscure, but in a cooler way.
Jason is going to be at the Attic in Ybor City tonight. Early start. I would get there. If you want to go, I'd get there by 8:30 or so, because you're going to go on around 9.
Oh, actually, Sean Scheller's opening up, and he's great, too. He's on at 8.
Okay, good. So get there earlier if you want. I will definitely be out there hanging out tonight, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing the band. What is the status of the Saigon Kick band? Is that over with, you think, or you think you may do
one
something again?
One can never say over. And like in those weird spy movies where it ends with a question mark.
Right. Like, when's the last show? Chord, like, when was the last show?
The last show, we did 3 in Texas.
When? Like recently
in
or last
June,
year?
Maybe June, July.
Okay, so this year.
Yeah, so we were all still talking and everything. I just think everyone's got different ideas of how to do things and what they want to do, like any old
Which is
married
always
couple.
What
like,
rips
you know, one
every
person
band
wants
apart.
To eat at 4, uh-huh. One wants to eat at 7. Too hot, it's too cold. That's the kind of.
At what point, like, I always say that Sebastian Bach must be the biggest a-hole ever. Because with the resurgence of all these bands that got to go back and tour, and even like the bands who had one or two hits, they get to do club tours or they group on tour. Right. Remember the 90s hair band tour? And Skid Row was like, we'd rather be poor than sing with Sebastian Bach again.
As a fan, like I told, even when people, you know, I get Facebook messages, you know, put your stuff aside and, you know, just suck it up and do shows. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I can only equate it to, like, if someone said to you, like, you know your ex-girlfriend?
Oh, you don't have to tell me I have an ex.
You need to get back with her because I really liked her.
Right.
Yeah, but she burned all my stuff and she stole all my money. And it's like, yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
You're fun at dinner.
I get it. I mean, I've been backstage at Motley Crue and see them on 5 different buses and all that stuff. And that's a life if you don't have to live it. You don't want to do it.
Not me. My label had a band called with Sting's son that opened for the Police on the world tour.
Okay. I saw them. Yeah.
Sting and Stewart would get on their private jet and Sting would sit in the front right seat and Stewart would sit in the furthest seat on the back left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it doesn't matter how big the band is. It's the same exact stuff. Whether you're playing a club or a stadium, the social dynamic just is unbelievably stable.
You have to be able to Joe Perry pushed Steven Tyler off stage. I mean, you could watch it on video.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But Joe, see if you can find that. He did it on purpose. He pushed him off, and that's when he broke his hip or whatever. And he was like, yeah, he meant to shove me, but he didn't mean to push me off. And we're like, he really wanted to hurt you.
Then why was he smiling?
Right. I mean, that comes from years of having to be on a stage and go through all that BS together.
Matt's a wonderful guy, and we don't have any, hatred like we did in the past. We had some really strong, wonderful hatred.
Right.
We've grown to tolerate each other. Oh, wow.
Yep. Well, see you later.
Oops. But, I mean, I just think it's just like at the point like where, it's like someone, every time you go to eat, they want to go someplace, other restaurant. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like sushi. I feel like a hamburger.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we just, let's just go eat somewhere else.
Right.
That's more the dynamic.
Some would say, though, that is what makes that band so good, is that you guys are so different and, I don't know. I don't know.
So no one cares about how stress-free my life is.
No.
It's just about
It's all about me and what I want to have.
Make us happy.
I just, it's so funny because I don't know either one of you that well, but you both seem to be such nice guys that I can't. Like, I want to walk away and go, well, no, clearly he's a problem. You know what I mean? But they're both such nice guys, at least when I'm around.
I just think people get, he's just got his own way of agenda and things he wants to do and how he wants to do them. I don't.
Yeah,
want to do them that way.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, if you're in a position where you can do what you want to do, that's where your life is happy.
Not many people know this, but I am one of the co-founders of Facebook.
No.
You got in early?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that and the Bitcoin, all the Bitcoin that you've been throwing around.
I got bits of coins everywhere.
All right, I'm going to close my mouth and let Jason do a song. If you know the band and you know Jason's music, you're going to get great stuff, and you'll get to see them tonight at the Attic. And if not, if you're hearing them for the first time or second time since the last time you were on the show, enjoy this and come see them tonight. All right, Galvin, I got the mixer, mic 3. There you go. I'm shutting everything else off. Here we go. Jason,
pyro all set?
All set.
Okay, good. Don't train horn me. My son has that exact same train horn. He makes my wife drop the groceries all the time. Stepping sound to my cross, I will die for absent. Have mercy on my soul. Have mercy on my soul. Light and heat from my hand burns the flesh of mortal men. I am the sign from the west. The divine is laid to rest. The divine. One step closer to the setting sun, your skin's on fire again. One step closer to the promised land, your mind's a liar again. One step closer to the bleeding heart, a bandage for the wound. One step closer to the only one I am, cause you never could. Hey, hey.
Wonderful. See, nice. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Let me turn that on and turn that off. There you go. Jason Bieler tonight at the Attic in Ybor City. There you go. Go get Roland. Let's bring him in the studio.
Is it a...
It doesn't matter, does it? That's so funny.
We'll have to figure that out.
Roland is the traffic guy that you hear today. He's on the air with Mo and those guys on the weekends, and he got to sing that song, which was, what do we know the name of that song?
My Beautiful Life.
Is that it, really?
Or Beautiful Life or something? Yeah.
Hold on, let me get Roland. Roland, get on that microphone there. What is it called? My Beautiful Life?
No, Mike hold on. Four.
There you go. Sorry.
Just I guess just Beautiful Life.
Beautiful Life.
Yeah.
This is the hook. Life's too short. Stuck in my head the whole weekend. You poisoned me.
Well, I apologize for that.
No. Listen to me. This has become. This is, I'm getting a lot of feedback from people saying that, well, now the song's stuck in my head, which is the key to being like a hit song. Yeah, I just think it needs to be reworked a little bit.
Or maybe Roland is a songwriter. You know what I mean?
And that's not too far off. You know, I'd be great with a publishing deal. That'd be fun.
We're not signing you.
No, I assure you that.
this isn't a meeting.
Yeah.
No, I understand that part. I'm just saying. I understand that the performance wasn't great. I get that.
No, it was terrible.
No, and I understand that.
I've done worse. I've done far worse many
He's
times.
He's just being nice.
I know, but the song itself is great, I think.
Okay. Well, then we can try. How can we try this? You want to sing it and you sing backup?
Well,
I don't know. How does that work out?
I'll play. I'd be happy.
Right, you play.
Because when I heard you guys do the harmonies,
yeah, you thought we were
jump in on.
You
that.
Were
that's
like, "That's
the
where
guy that jumps in with like you know."
Okay. Like, you know. So you play.
Okay, I'll try to play. I let me just make sure I got it right. Is it?
It well, I play an E minor. E minor to an.
Tuned down, so this will be E minor.
Oh, perfect. Hey, you can play it however you play it, bro.
Then it's a.
Well, then why don't we give?
And then the chorus is is it?
It's B F G.
Is that it?
You want to hear it?
That's pretty close, yeah.
All right, can you work with that?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Why don't I give Roland this mic that has a reverb on it?
Perfect.
Oh, wow.
Perfect. Yeah. There you go. Why don't you just step back to that? Roland, step back. Well, you're going to need the headphones, aren't you? All right, he doesn't need the headphones.
Should I turn to you so you can hear me?
This is great.
Hey, the dynamics is... I have no control over
this. This is so awesome. We've been crapping on Roland's song.
Yeah.
We've been crapping on this song for 4 days now, and now we've got a professional guitar player and Roland singing it, us singing back up. We may actually come out with the number one hit from this.
Let me check out the chorus here.
All right.
It's like a 3-4.
Do you want to play it real quick?
What's that? Yeah.
You want to play it real quick?
All right, here we go. Hold on, I'm going to play a
little.
No, that isn't it.
I'll just follow along with
you. I'll follow you.
All right. That sounds fun.
That's it.
Life is too short to live on my knees, and I must live. And I must breathe.
Good, we good?
Sure.
2-4-4-3-4.
Yeah. I there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Don't
time
listen,
signature
don't,
change.
Beatles
Zeppelin
did it.
Another wrong.
Zeppelin did it. The ocean.
Dude, right. I could hang out with this guy all day.
Don't worry,
something.
We're here to crap on you.
I know.
I wrote a song that took down the entire hair metal movie.
That's right. You killed it. You killed it.
Destroyed hair metal as we know.
All right, pull that mic towards your guitar there. Yeah. All right. This is Jason Beeler and Roland Mizell doing Roland's song, "Beautiful Life." Here we go. Okay.
You're fine.
Monday morning, sitting on the couch, trying to figure how to get from this life I'm in. Sipping coffee, looking at the clock, wishing I could make it stop, ticking away my certain doom.
Go ahead.
That's my fault.
Hey, we haven't worked together yet.
Life's too short to live on my knees, and I must live, and I must breathe.
All right, so what I've learned here is the guitar got a lot better. The singing is still terrible. But at least you breathe a little life into the song. Man, like Alvin said, maybe the fact is you're a more of a songwriter.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to hit the chord or the notes.
Yeah, that's why I don't stuff. Do it. That's why in my band I don't sing, because I can't hit the notes.
It's tough to hit the notes. It really, that's why there's good singers and bad singers. Good singers can hit those notes.
Well, that's my point. I'm not going to stop. There's no reason to.
Yeah. No. I don't. Listen, I'm not telling you to stop. In fact,
life's
the more,
too short to stop.
Yeah, man. Of course. Live on your knees. The more songs you write, the more. Look at how much mileage it gave us. In a way, maybe God sent your terrible singing skills here to make our show better, which I believe it has this week, so I thank you for it.
Well, dang, if it made it better, then
Made Mo's show worse,
right,
and our show better, so it worked out for everybody.
That's great.
Well, listen, thank you for being a good sport, Roland.
Oh man, it was a lot of fun, and I appreciate the traction that I got on your show.
I'm glad. Listen, people are still coming up to me saying they're singing it, so, and tonight, so people crazy. May shout it out at Jason, play Roland's song. You never know.
Dude, that's crazy.
No, you won't. I will not stand for that. Where are we on break? So I have to take another break?
Hold on one second.
Oh my God, what a terrible producer you are. You should know at all times.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up with Jason, and then we'll get the hell out of here for the week. It's Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.